It is such an odd time. I feel like we're sort of swimming in a sort of river of civic dysentery. And one of the most offensive things to me is this attack going on against the press. Obviously, that tension is going to be there between any administration and the press. But we're getting into Orwellian territory where we are attacking and undermining the idea of truth and the press's capacity to find the truth. It's the First Amendment, right?
Freedom
founders,
of the press.
Yeah, the founders were very clear about
top priority.
Right. And it is very disturbing to me that there is this undermining of the institution without which our form of government will not be able to function.
I'm a member of the press, so obviously it's pretty natural that I would believe that the free press is something that's important to our society, and I would love to think that the American public could just agree with that on its own. But there have been several movies, like All the President's Men and The Post, which
right.
you were in, that I feel like kind of shines a new light on the importance of the press. I would like to think that we wouldn't need to have movies, but what role do you think somehow taking that moment and representing it in that way has on our understanding of what journalists really do?
People have asked me, is The Post specifically for this time? And no, I think it's a constant reminder. It's said very beautifully in the Supreme Court decision that we deal with in The Post. The press does not work for the governors. It works for the governed. It works for us. It is our advocate.
Do you think films somehow help to highlight that? I mean, is there something different about, hey, I'm going to go for 2 hours and sit in a dark theater and watch All the President's Men or The Post and kind of really spend time thinking about the work that goes on behind the scenes?
Yes. You know, what we do in my line of work is you put you know, flesh and bones and heart into abstractions. And when you see the way the press is doing their job, the pressures that they are up against, the way that they have to construct their case, it's much different than, you know, reading an essay about the importance of the press.
In this reading of All the President's Men, you'll take on this role of this legendary investigative reporter. In The Post, you play a very different kind of role, this composite character who's on the Washington Post board, who's trying to kind of balance any number of things, and you could say was thwarting many journalists.
Yeah, he's absolutely on the wrong side
yeah.
of history, but I think he had a very defensible case, which I think is important to present to show how incredibly heroic Kay Graham's decision was.
The publisher of the Washington
the
Post.
Publisher, the publisher of the Washington Post, who at a moment when the paper was really fighting for its financial survival, she has to make a decision which could destroy the paper. And
I mean, then you can't cover anything.
And then you can't cover anything. And so I think his position is absolutely defensible. I was trying to reduce the mustache twirling because then she doesn't have a problem. If he's a jerk, of course
yeah.
she should do that. It's fascinating to me. I think in public radio, maybe you're free in some ways from these pressures, but probably not.
Well, we got to pay the bills too.
Yeah, you got to pay the bills too. And if you're making a choice that could jeopardize your funding, and hey, who knows? It's been an interesting year. A year from now, you might be wondering what you're able to cover and get funding. So I think it's important for and fun for audiences to really see the up close the context of how the press is working.
Bradley Whitford, he'll be playing Bob Woodward in the Fountain Theater's staged reading of the screenplay for All the President's Men, Saturday night at LA City Hall. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Great to be here.